Torah Yad Shishi, Thursday 25th of June, by Monsieur Lawrence, and Lachas and Books on Shabbos.
Okay. Good evening. The topic I'd like to cover tonight is a particular inyan in Hilchos Muktzah, which is known as the inyan of Graf Shel Re'i. Graf Shel Re'i, or Re'e, depends how you vowelize it, is a particular heter in Muktzah. Normally the halacha is, in Muktzah, one is not allowed to be metaltel Muktzah. You can't move Muktzah. There are certain exceptions to that. And one of the exceptions is called Graf Shel Re'i, which means that if you have something which is particularly disgusting, and you don't like it in your presence, there is a heter to move it. So we'll look at the makoris of this halacha and some practical examples and exactly how to carry out this heter. So the Gemara says in Beit Sadaf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Omar Shmuel said, Graf Shel Re'i, which is literally means a child potty, Va'ovit Shel Meimei Raglayim, or a potty which is used only for Meimei Raglayim, Mutter Lohitzion La'ashpo. It's mutter to take them out to the ashpo. You can take it out to the rubbish dump. In those times, they would have a public rubbish dump somewhere in the town or outside the town. It's mutter on Shabbos to pick up this graf shel re'i, this child's potty, which is not particularly nice, and take it out to the ashpo. This halacha is paskened in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chof Vov. The Rambam says the following, Kol dovar matunuf, anything which is matunuf, very, very dirty, kagoin, re'i, excrement, ki, someone's vomited, v'tsoya, excrement, v'kayotze boy, im hoyu b'chotzer sheyoshvim bo, if they are found in the chotzer, in the area where you are yoshev, where you are dwelling, mutter lohitzi on the ashpo, it's mutter to take it out to the ashpo, oy lebeis hakisei, or to the Beis HaKisei. It's a mutter to do that. V'zehu hanikra graf shel re'i. This is what's called a graf shel re'i. So Rambam paskens this halacha clearly, expands the definition a little bit, and says anything, any dover which is matunuf, and then he gives various examples of vomit or excrement, or these kinds of disgusting things, one's allowed to take that out. Now, the halacha is, what's the chiddush of this halacha? The chiddush of this halacha is that all those things are things which are muktzah. Muktzah is not only, as people think, pens and calculators and mobile phones. Muktzah is anything which doesn't have a use on Shabbos, in a general definition. And all these things do not obviously have a use on Shabbos, and therefore, be'etzen, they are muktzah. However, even though they are muktzah, there's a special heter to move them, because it's not nice for a person to have that in their presence. So we'll see in a minute exactly why that is. There's a further Gemara in Beitza, in the same daf Lamed Vov, Omed Beis. Toshuma, Tahu Achbarto. There was an Achbarto. An Achbarto is an Achbo, a mouse. The Ishtakuch, which was found, Bei Asparmaki, I don't know how you read it, Asparmaki, the Rav Ashi. In the Beis HaBesomim of Rav Ashi. It seems that Rav Ashi had a particular place where he had Besomim, different types of spices. And one time on Shabbos, they found there a mouse, a dead mouse. Omar Luhu Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said to them, presumably the Talmidim or the helpers, the people who were there, Nakte b'tzotzise, take it by its tail, va'afkua, and take it outside. So the Gemara is giving another example of something which is repulsive, something which is not nice, a dead mouse. It doesn't actually say it was dead there, but it was something, presumably it was a dead mouse, or a rat, or that kind of thing. It's repulsive, and therefore there's a heter for a person to take it out. Now, if we go through Shulchan Aruch, and Mishneh Berurah, and the Poskim, we find various different examples of a graf shel re'i. And some of them are not so repulsive. They're not as repulsive as the examples of the Gemara brought. For example, a kadeira muluchleches. The Bia Halacha brings in Siman Shin Ches the kadeira muluchleches. A kadeira, a pot, like a cholent pot. It's been, you've eaten all the cholent, and now the pot's got all little bits around the outside, and it's sitting, and sometimes when it gets hot in the summer, it starts to smell. It's not nice to have that in your presence. So the halacha is, it's a graf shel re'i, and a person is allowed to pick it up, even though it's become muktzah. Even it's actually become muktzah because it's repulsive, nevertheless one is allowed to move it. Another example that's given in the Bi'ah Halacha is negavasa water. If a person has washed negavasa, into a bowl, not talking about when you've gone into the sink, because then it's not relevant. If you wash negavasa into a bowl, that bowl of water is actually muktza now, because that water has no use on Shabbos. However, since it is something which is not nice, it's repulsive, in the sense that Chachomim tell us that it has a ruach ro, which is shoira on the water, there's an evil spirit, if you want to call it that, which is shoira, resting on that water, it's repulsive, even though physically it looks perfectly nice, but people don't like to have negavasa water sitting around. Therefore, the halacha is, it's a graf shore'i, and one is allowed to remove it. Dirty water, for example, if you had a leak coming through, and the water was very dirty, also, it's a Gemara in Beitza, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins can be removed based on this heter. If a person has been eating garinim, right, Israeli-style garinim, and you have a whole pile of garinim sitting on your table, it doesn't look nice, it's actually muktzah, because they have no use. However, because it's a graf shore'i, one is allowed, shalori, one person is allowed to remove it. If a person is sitting in their sukkah, and bits of things start falling through from the schach, again, it's muktzah, but one is allowed to move it, because it disturbs you in your house. So various different examples like this are actually brought. What is the Hagdorah? What is the Geder? Well, how do we define this so that we know how to apply this rule in practical situations? So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Igros Moshe, Chelik, or Achaim Chelik Hei, he says it's very difficult to give a shir. You can't say a specific shir what it is. Why? Because it all depends on the person. Hakol lefi ha'odom, he says. It all depends on the person. And it also depends on how scattered it is, or how close together the things actually are. If something is scattered around, there's lots of these muktzah things around, and it's really disturbing you because it's affecting the whole place, that's more of a graf shari, more likely to be called a graf shari than is something that's concentrated in one particular place. So again, it depends on the situation. And one of the Svarim Hilchas Muktzah brings down that he heard from Moshe Feinstein, and Moshe Feinstein said, anything that really is disturbs you, that's ma'os, that you're embarrassed to have. And he writes there, if you're embarrassed, or your wife would be embarrassed, if guests came in and this particular thing was on the table, that's already called a graf shari. So we've come quite far from what the Gemara said, something which is like a potty, a child's potty, something which is be'etzem repulsive. We've come quite far from there, and we're saying that even something which a person is embarrassed to have around is something which is begeder graf shari'i. So the poskim, contemporary poskim, bring various different examples with which we'll finish, such as a used nappy, used tissues, a rubbish bin, a bag of rubbish which is smelling. All these situations, they're all muktzah. However, one is allowed to move it because they are repulsive. What is the reason for this whole heter? It should become quite obvious now. Rashi says, which in the Godin brings it, Lalocha, or Achashulchan, or Moshe, all say it's because Kovad Abrius. We find many times Chazal were makel on their own halochas, on their own dinei derabbanon that they put in, they were makel mishum Kovad Abrius, and because it's not Kovad Abrius, it's not human dignity to have such a thing in your presence on Shabbos, therefore Chazal were makel, and they allowed you to move it. What we must point out, this heter is applicable only in your living quarters. For example, your living room, your hallway, your porch, the places where you encounter on a regular Shabbos, that's where this halacha applies. But if in your garden shed, you went into your garden shed on Shabbos morning, and you found there was a dead rat there, and you can merely close the door and leave it like that, then it won't affect your Shabbos, then you have to do it. There isn't a heter to actually move it in that situation. It's only when it's in the place where you're living, you find yourself on Shabbos.